The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Special welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners. And I got to share. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. In fact, we're going to spend almost no time at all. But I am just thrilled that it was our 104.5 FM audience that put us over the top with our Salvation Army goal. It was you folks on 104.5 FM. Now, most of you know we have two signals. We have AM 880, 880 on the AM dial. That is a daytime-only station. We go on the air at sunrise. We go off the air at sunset. Sunrise, sunset changes every month, and therefore our sign-on, sign-off time changes every month. November and December, we have to sign off at 5 p.m. Our 104.5 FM signal, this is over on the FM dial, is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't go off the air. The FM signal is a much weaker signal than our AM signal. Not nearly the reach of the AM signal. But folks, you are so powerful and important. And I just think it's kind of exciting that the FM listeners, those of you listening on 104.5 FM, you're the ones that actually put us over the top yesterday with our Salvation Army goal. Thank you. We're at $8,277.72. Now, the reason, if you go to the website, the reason why it says $7,277 and not $8,000 is because we have a $1,000 pledge that will not be paid for just a few more days. Few more days and that will be paid, and I'm counting that. Salvation Army can't until they actually have it in hand, but I'm counting it because I know it's going to be there. So 8,000 was our goal. We're at $8,277. And in the last hour, we had an anonymous listener drop a very nice amount of money in the kettle at thewordcolumbus.com. And I would love to see some more. Let's see how many more families we can help. We've reached our goal. Praise God for that. That does not mean there are not more families that can be reached, should be reached, need to be reached. And if you can help, go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army tab, and put whatever amount, the greatest, largest amount that you can possibly put in. TheWordColumbus.com. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army tab. Now, this next story, I hesitate to even discuss because I could be very, very easily misunderstood and misquoted. So I hesitantly dive into this story. In fact, I had it in my stack last week, and I didn't avoid it. It was down, you know, every day I come in with a huge stack of stories. I never get through all of them. Never. I don't believe in almost 20 years of doing a daily talk show, I don't think I've ever gotten through all of the stories. Today, I won't get through even a fourth of the stories in my stack. I always like to have far more information that I can use, and then I try to prioritize them in the order of importance. So anyway, I had this story in my stack last week. Didn't avoid it. I just didn't get to it. But I bumped it up after thinking about it. And I deal with it hesitantly because of the potential of being misunderstood. Now, let me just get into the story and then let me explain. Headline, Muhammad makes list of top 10 baby names in the U.S. for the first time. Muhammad, not in the top 100, the top 10 for the very first time. Muhammad is now in the top 10 of baby names in the U.S. for the first time. Muhammad entered the first 100 back in 2013. Since 2000, and I want you to think about this. Since 2013, we're talking about baby names. The baby name Muhammad has gone from 100 to number 10 in 6 years. From 100 to number 10. CNN and many other sources are reporting this. CNN says, quote, Muslim families often choose Muhammad for firstborn sons to honor the prophet and bring blessings to the child. The name also has multiple spellings, and that helps a name get into the top 10. What is number one? Liam. Last year, the number one name was Jackson. This year, it is Liam. Number one name for girls, Sophia. That's the number one name. All right. Why do I find this deeply concerning? And I do. I find it deeply concerning. Let me give you a couple of reasons, and it has nothing to do with prejudice or racism. It has to do with reality. The name Muhammad, obviously, is after the prophet Muhammad. Now, what do we know about the prophet Muhammad? He conquered a good portion of the known world at his time. How did he conquer all of those peoples, all of those countries? By force. For Christians, our allegiance is to Jesus. To Muslims, their allegiance is to Muhammad. Muhammad conquered with the sword. Jesus conquered by becoming the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God, who surrendered to death on the cross. So you have one prophet who literally stands for warfare and conquest by violence. Now that's a fact. Muhammad is known for conquering with the edge of the sword. Jesus conquered by surrender, servanthood, becoming the Lamb of God and dying. It troubles me that a name that is known for conquest by violence would be in the top 10. Number two, and this is an absolute fact, there is no country on planet Earth that has a predominantly Muslim government that offers any real religious freedom or religious liberty to non-Muslims. Not one. There is not a single country on planet Earth that has a predominantly religious Muslim government that offers any real religious freedom and liberty. There's not one exception. Turkey used to be, no longer. Turkey was considered a predominantly Muslim country, but with a predominantly secular government. Since Erdogan became the president, he is a staunch radical Muslim, and Turkey today is no longer the exception to that rule. And that's why we're dealing with Christian pastors being brutally beaten in prisons in Turkey. So I think this is of concern. It's not because of prejudice or racism or discrimination, just reality. Now, do Muslim Americans have a right to name their child whatever they want to? Sure, of course. Is it of concern? I think so. I think so. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Let me take a little peek in our kettle, all right? Now, we have reached our goal, praise God. We're over it just a little bit. But I'm hoping we can go just a little bit further, all right? Let me just peek, just take a little peek in our kettle and see if there's any more. No, but that's okay. I'm hoping we'll have some more. In fact, 58 of you have gone to thewordcolumbus.com and dropped money in our virtual kettle. 58. Wouldn't it be great if we could reach 60 individual donors? We have names there. Some have chosen to be anonymous. Wouldn't it be great if by the time we get to the top of the hour, we could have a nice round 60 individual donors? We're at 58. Would you be number 59 or number 60? Go to thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army tab. Thewordcolumbus.com. Let's hit 60 donors, and the amount, that's between you and God. All right, we are going to go to Jim in Upper Arlington, who has chosen to name all of his grandchildren Mohammed. No?
No, I don't think so. Not going to do it.
No. All right, what's on your mind, Jim?
Hey, I saw that article last week, and I thought, and you know, I've called in about the same thing over and over and over again, Deuteronomy 28, the list of blessings and curses. And I think it's Deuteronomy 28, 43, where it says something like, this is part of the curses, the alien among you will rise up higher and higher and be greater than you, and you will sink lower and lower, all because we choose death instead of life. And I was just kind of curious if that was what was on your mind as well, Deuteronomy 28:43, and this is an indication of that.
Well, no, to be honest, I wasn't thinking of Deuteronomy. Maybe I should have. But I am thinking about the fact that when Islam rises to prominence in any culture, in any society, freedom, liberty decline. And that has been true historically since the founding of Islam. The greater the influence of Islam in a culture, the less freedom, particularly religious freedom and liberty, it declines. And that's not prejudice, it's not bigotry, it's not racism. It is a fact. And as we see Islam on the rise in America, it should be of concern. And it puts us between a rock and a hard place, Jim, because our Constitution does provide for religious freedom and liberty for anyone. You have a constitutional right to be an atheist if you want to be in America. But At the same time, we need to be diligent in watching forces within our country that can be dangerous to our Constitution and our way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And Islam is. It is a danger.
I agree. And more of them are seeking and gaining political positions as well.
Yeah. Well, and as they gain more power politically, we see them standing against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We see them refusing to assimilate into American culture and American society and pulling America farther and farther away from our founding principles. And that has been the hallmark of immigrants to America since our founding. We have always welcomed immigrants. We always have. But we have welcomed immigrants who are willing to assimilate. And you brought up Deuteronomy and the stranger and so forth. The Jews, the Israelites of the Old Testament were commanded to welcome the stranger. But the stranger was commanded to submit to the rules and the laws of the land and to assimilate in the culture. And if they did not, they were the enemy.
Also reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people,
yeah,
who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Deuteronomy, 18 in there, has a list of the things that are wicked ways, and top of the list is sacrificing your kids to idols.
Sure, yeah. All right, Jim, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Pastor Bob.
All right, God bless you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. Again, it puts us between a rock and a hard place. Because we cannot and should not violate constitutional provisions for freedom of religion for anyone. And it's true. God's people in the Old Testament were commanded to welcome the stranger. But the stranger had to assimilate to the Jewish culture, or they were not welcome.